Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.08 and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Hundreds of motorcyclists stopped at the Topeka Turnpike service area yesterday. Roxanne Stewart has details.
Motorcyclists traveling through Kansas on their way to Washington, D.C. on the run for the wall were greeted at the Topeka service area by the Kansas Turnpike Authority, Kansas Department of Transportation, and ABATE of Kansas, along with several other veteran-focused organizations yesterday morning. The ride began on the 17th, and the Topeka stop is on one of the four different routes that are riding to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. this Thursday. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
AAA said there could be a record number of travelers on the road this Memorial Day weekend. Or 37 million driving somewhere. There are extra officers on the roads in Kansas with the annual Click It or Ticket campaign going on through June 4th. The extra patrols aim to enforce seatbelt and child safety seat laws and reduce preventable deaths and injuries. Those extra patrols are grant funded through the Kansas Department of Transportation. And Click It or Ticket is nationwide through June 4th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that since 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $16 billion in private sector investment, and this significant economic development milestone has resulted in more than 57,000 jobs created or retained. Governor Kelly said her administration works every day to grow Kansas's economy so that Kansans in communities, both large and small, can find the kind of jobs they can raise a family on. And this is just one more milestone that shows Kansas is being recognized around the globe for creating a climate where business can thrive. Kansas has already generated more than $1.2 billion in private sector investment in 2023, and this achievement continues a track record of success. In both 2022 and 2021, Kansas ranked first in the nation in private investment per capita and won the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas has been on a record-breaking surge of economic success the past 4 years, and they have no intention of slowing down, as the Department of Commerce has recorded 910 economic development successes since January 2019. The state's six public universities recommended that the Kansas Board of Regents authorize tuition increases ranging from 5 to 7% in the upcoming school year to counter inflationary pressure and the limited success with requests for new funding from the legislature. Kansas State University, the University of Kansas, Emporia State University, and Pittsburgh State University each requested a 5% boost in tuition assessed resident and non-resident undergraduate and graduate students. Wichita State University proposed a 5.9% hike for students, while Fort Hays State University opted for a 7% increase. The last systemic surge in tuition at these state-supported universities occurred in 2019, and those pre-COVID-19 adjustments range from 1.1% to 2.8%. KU didn't amend tuition rates during the past 4 years. The Board of Regents documents show that each of the five other universities implemented one tuition increase in those intervening years, ranging from 1.2% to 3.8%. Blake Flanders, the president and chief executive officer of the Board of Regents, said the nine-member board would take final action on the 2023-2024 proposals in June. The Kansas Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement across the state to highlight Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month during May and remind motorists that motorcyclist safety is everyone's responsibility. The end of May ushers in the unofficial start of the summer road travel season, and while safe driving and riding practices for all road users, drivers and riders alike are critical to help reduce motorcycle vehicle crashes. A total of 726 people were injured in the 814 crashes involving a motorcycle in Kansas in 2022, according to current Kansas Department of Transportation data. And in addition, 47 of those crashes were fatal, with 50 people losing their lives. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, speeding and alcohol impairment play significant roles in motorcycle-involved crash fatalities across the nation. Traffic safety is critical to all motorists, including those driving motorcycles, and it doesn't matter if you're traveling in a vehicle or on a motorcycle. All drivers need to follow the posted speed limits and not drive impaired. It can be the difference between life and death. Motorcyclists are also encouraged to complete a rider education and training course to learn more ways to increase safety for everyone on the roadway. And for more information on motorcycle safety, you can visit nhtsa.gov/road-safety. Health insurance can be confusing, and unfortunately, scammers use this as a way to exploit Kansans. Whether you're entering a special enrollment period or are otherwise in the market for a new health insurance plan, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt cautions consumers to be on guard against health insurance scams. She said that if you're in the market for health insurance, it pays to do your homework before making a decision that could cost you more than just your hard-earned dollar. So be cautious when you receive unsolicited offers, thoroughly review any policy that you might buy, and contact the department if you suspect that an offer might be fraudulent. Common health insurance scams to watch out for include the fake insurance plan, the medical discount plans, and the phony benefits. If you or someone you know suspects they're a victim of health insurance fraud, contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203. Email kid.antifraud@ks.gov, and you can also report fraud using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners online reporting form. In Nebraska news, a man was arrested on Friday after he tried to evade troopers in a Lincoln neighborhood, according to the Nebraska State Patrol. Around 11 p.m., a trooper tried pulling over a Mitsubishi Lancer that was speeding near 70th and O Streets. However, instead of pulling over, the driver, later identified as 19-year-old Malik Coleman, turned north onto Skyway Road. The trooper did not chase after Coleman as a patrol helicopter was tracking the vehicle, and pilots later saw the vehicle drive through a yard and crash into a parked car on 62nd Street. Coleman eventually got out of the vehicle and ran away. With the help of a patrol dog, troopers found Coleman hiding in the attic of a garage near 64th and Francis Streets. He was then arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, leaving the scene of a crash, criminal mischief, and trespassing. An Omaha inmate is missing after he removed his monitoring device on Monday morning. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services reported that 25-year-old Andre Willis removed the device about a mile west of the Community Correction Center, Omaha. Willis was serving a sentence of up to 5 years of possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person in Douglas County, and he had a parole hearing scheduled for August. Officials said Willis is 6'4", 210 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information on Willis's whereabouts is asked to call local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. According to Grand Island Police, a man has been accused of second-degree assault after he struck a man on the head with a cane. On Sunday, around 4:50 p.m., officers were sent to the area of 16th and Sycamore Streets on a report of a disturbance. And when the officers arrived, they spoke with the 65-year-old victim, who said he had been punched in the face multiple times by George Gonzalez Garcia. He also told officers that Garcia struck him on the head with a wooden cane, and police said the victim had cuts on his face and a bump on his head. Garcia admitted to punching the victim, and a witness also saw him hit the victim. Garcia was arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault and use of a weapon to commit a felony. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated has announced the hiring of Randy Speaker as the housing specialist for the Northwest 26 counties of Kansas, where affordable, quality, and accessible housing are critical to growing the Northwest Kansas economy and improving the quality of life in the region. The state of Kansas and the federal government have various programs to assist individuals, developers, cities, counties, nonprofits, and lenders to meet housing needs. And Scott Sproul, the president and CEO of the Innovation Center, said Randy will be integral in assisting Northwest Kansas communities to navigate those programs and take advantage of the opportunities. Sproul said this is an opportune time right now to bring Randy on board to set up their communities to take advantage of the numerous programs available for rural housing expansion. And he added that Randy will be invaluable in helping them navigate and pair together all of the different opportunities to make the best housing packages possible. Since 2021, Speaker was the housing specialist for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he worked with developers, businesses, and communities so that each could benefit from additional housing production. The duties included working with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, the USDA Rural Development, and Federal Home Loan Bank to ensure the state had enough good quality and affordable housing for all Kansans. He has also served as a managing partner for the Kansas Regional Center since 2013 and Director of Public Works and Deputy City Manager with the City of Topeka. Originally from Leavenworth, Randy received a bachelor's degree in business administration from Washburn University. Scott Sproul said the Innovation Center Board of Directors set a five-year goal to be the resource to help create sufficient housing in the region, and hiring Randy is a key component of this plan. To contact Randy, you can email his office, nwkeici.org. Wheat farmers looking for hope and ideas for future growing seasons are reminded that they can visit Hayes for the next Wheat RX School on Thursday, May 25th. The program will discuss the long-term research studies conducted at the K-State Agricultural Research Center and provide the opportunity to tour the various plots at the facility before ending with a noon meal. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said the research plots at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hayes provide valuable information on the long-term agronomic characteristics of Kansas wheat varieties, as well as the genetics moving through the wheat breeding pipeline. And this location is perfect for growers to learn about the latest research findings for suggested management practices to economically and sustainably produce wheat in Kansas and see those research plots for themselves. The Wheat RX schools are part of a partnership between the Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. The Hayes program includes a stacked agenda of expertise. The Thursday, May 25th Wheat RX School will be held at the KSU Agricultural Research Center in Hayes from 8 a.m. to noon, and the attendance will be free, however registration is required. In addition to educational programs like the event on Thursday, Wheat RX also includes a series of extension publications and other educational outreach materials designed to address key management areas of hard winter wheat. The publications contain recent data based on novel research funded in part by wheat farmers through the Kansas Wheat Commission's 2-cent wheat assessment. To find out more or to register for the Wheat RX events, you can visit kswheat.com/wheatrx. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along K-27 in Cheyenne County. The bridge, which spans Little Beaver Creek, is located approximately 18 miles north of Goodland. The initial work will consist of constructing a shoe fly detour to carry traffic around the bridge, and impacts to traffic are expected to be minimal during this phase. However, motorists should remain alert and use caution when traveling through work zones. When completion of the shoe fly detour is done, traffic will be rerouted around the work zone while demolition and reconstruction take place, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 26th at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 55 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 81 and a light southeast wind increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation for Wednesday is 20%. Wednesday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 55. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 78. On Friday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Friday with a high near 77. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 79. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. And on Monday, Memorial Day, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 94%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.08, and the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm gonna help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped their fourth consecutive games. They fell to the Detroit Tigers 8-5 in 10 innings on Monday night. Brady Singer got the start for the Royals and struggled on the mound. Singer went just 3 2/3 innings against Detroit, allowing 5 runs on 7 hits. He also walked a season-high 4 batters, but earned no decision. The Royals' bullpen kept the team in the game the rest of the way until the 10th inning, when reliever Scott Barlow, working his second consecutive inning, allowed a 3-run double by Javier Baez to give Detroit the permanent lead. After a quiet series against the White Sox, the Royals' bats came alive in their first game back home despite the loss. All 5 of the Royals' runs were scored via the long ball, as Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, and Jackie Bradley Jr. all hit home runs. For Bradley Jr., it was his first home run of the 2023 season. The club will now hope they can rebound in Game 2 against the Tigers tonight from Kauffman Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. KIN Sports. I'm Fulton Caster.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shaking my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Our radar was showing a few showers in southwest and south-central Kansas with a few embedded pockets of heavier precipitation along the Kansas-Oklahoma line. That was due to some mid-level moisture moving in from the south. We don't see those storms moving much further east, but we do see additional chances of rain possible over the high plains Wednesday and Thursday. Any storms that form there will be very hit and miss. If some of those form, they're not going to be moving very fast. So if you do receive one, they'll drop some decent amounts of rain. Then widely scattered storms will continue as we go into the weekend. Decreasing clouds in northwest Kansas today, are high in the mid-70s. In north-central Kansas, a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high 82. Sunny and low 80s again in northeast Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, a few thunderstorms possible today with a high temperature in the low 70s. In south-central Kansas, a few showers or a thunderstorm today with a high 78. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny remaining dry with a high temperature near 80. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, a little bit tough on Monday. Anticipation, of course, of the short slaughter week, not only because of the fact that most packers will be closed Monday, but some of them may be closed on Saturday as well. But with some of the reversal that we did have yesterday in the market, I think we could see a better trade today as far as the livestock, specifically more into the hog market. Now, a reversal in trade overnight on the grain side. Wheat futures currently up 3, but they're 16 cents off the low. Corn futures up a penny, and they're 7 cents off of the low. Soybean futures anywhere from 2.5 to 6 cents lower, but they are 10 cents off of the low so far this morning. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, But you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...